Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is making progress towards coming off the Financial Action Task Force grey list. The task force, as you'll recall, is a Paris-based international body which sets standards for governments to combat money laundering and the financing of terrorism. We went onto the list in early 2023 because of a number of problems, but the task force says we are making progress. A statement from National Treasury says we have now largely or fully addressed 16 of the 22 action items required by the task force, which leaves six items to be addressed by the end of the scheduled reporting cycle in February next year. Looking ahead, locally on Wednesday, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will deliver his medium-term budget policy statement, or the mini-budget, as it's often called. It's not one for tax hikes and so on, but rather more for a long, hard look at the state of the nation's finances, what projects we can or can't afford, how much we need to borrow, and so on. It'll be doubly interesting this time round because it will be the first mini-budget under the new Government of National Unity. Further revealed, it's reporting season in the US with five of the so-called Magnificent Seven due to reveal their numbers: Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, and Meta Platforms. That's over $12 trillion in market cap, or just over 23% of the entire S&P 500. It's also the final full week before the US presidential election. As mentioned last week, the markets are now predicting a Trump victory. The dollar has firmed. London's Financial Times reports that the latest casualty is a basket of European shares that would be affected if Trump does win and keeps his promise to impose a raft of new tariffs. The basket includes Diageo, LVMH, and Volkswagen, and is down 2% on the year so far, compared with an 8% rise for the broader European stock market. As we went into the weekend, the JSE closed with the all-share and top 40 both just above flat. London's FTSE down 0.25%. In New York, the Dow down 0.6%, the S&P 500 flat, the Nasdaq up 0.5%. The Nasdaq incidentally hitting a record intraday high. Tokyo this morning up 1.5%, Hong Kong, Sydney both just above flat. US dollar at 108 to the euro, the rand at 17.72 to the dollar, 19.12 to the euro, 22.95 to sterling. Gold at 2,730, platinum 1,018, Bitcoin just under 67,650, Brent crude oil down nearly 5% to just under $73 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.